Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Round, golden, puffy at chewy. Bukod sa masarap na merienda, ano nga ba ang dalang swerte ng sesame balls o buchi? Pinaniniwala ang nagmula ang sesame balls sa China, kung saan tinatawag ito na jiandui. Ang pinagmula ng sesame balls ay maaring matuntun pa noong Tang Dynasty, kung saan sinasabing isa itong royal food sa sinaunang lungsod ng Chang'an. Sa paglipas ng panahon, kumalat ito sa iba't ibang bansa sa Asia at nagkaroon din ng sariling bersyon ang bawat kultura. Sa China, karaniwang red bean paste o lotus seed paste ang laman. Sa Malaysia at Indonesia, may peanut o palm sugar fillings. Sa Japan, kilala ito bilang goma dango o sesame dumpling. Sa iba pang mga bansa, sa Vietnam, kilala din ito bilang ban cam o ban ran. Karaniwan itong mabibili sa street fairs, Chinese districts at iba pang restaurants. Sa Pilipinas naman, naging kilala ito bilang buchi. Karaniwan itong makikita sa mga Chinese-Filipino restaurants at mga handaan. Pero para sa Melbourne-based chef na si Ben Roquero, malaking bahagi ng kanyang kabataan at maging ng kanyang misis ang buchi. Tubong Cavite sina Chef Ben at Ania, isa ito sa naging paborito nilang merienda.
My name is Ben Roquero, sa po akong chef. We've been here for almost 12 years na, way back 2014. And we grew up sa Cavite din as well. I met my wife sa cruise ship. Taga-Cavite din siya. Actually, siya talaga yung crave na crave doon. And naging paborito ko na rin. And I was remembering, oo nga, masarap nga siya. So that's why we spark to our merienda. And we share it to our family and friends as well. I was remembering, parang pag nakakatikim lang ako nito, pag may celebration or pag may merong available din sa store. So we try to bring parang pasalubong sa bahay and then we try to have a snacks. We felt like there's a strong connection, especially yung sense of nostalgia. Alam mo yung mga pagkain natin ng childhood. So every time we have the buchi, we remember yung mga gandang okasyon o kaya celebration na meron tayo.
Kaya naman ang makarating sa Australia, isa ito sa mga madalas nilang hinahanap-hanap. Sa kalaunan, naging inspirasyon din ito para simulan niya ang kaniyang negosyo, ang pagbebenta ng buchi.
Yun yung parang na-feel namin na when we created this, we remember our childhood. Kaya yun yung isa sa produkto na naisip namin. Actually, marami talagang nagawa kami that time. Pero yung buchi, yung parang very close to our hearts when we making that one. Kasi kasama ko yung wife ko na mag-create ng produkto. Again, it's a good start for us. Kasi yung business namin start with cravings. That time, 2014, I remember parang konti pa lang yung Filipino restaurant dito sa Australia. And one of the dishes na nakikrave kami is talaga yung buchi. And dahil hindi namin siya makita and we really, really crave for the food, we create our own version of buchi. And starting, parang naalala ko, we started class with merienda and we shared to our family and friends. And they love the buchi itself, the product. So they encourage us, why not selling this one? But again, the pandemic hits way back 2021 siguro, mga November. At the time, nagsarado yung restaurant na pinagtatrabaho ko and my wife's, siguro pati yung full-time niya, nagsarado at the time, I remember. So we started the business way back November and as a home business. And dun na siya nagsimula. We start to focus on producing yung frozen sesame balls para maging available siya anytime sa mga families.
Traditional na ginagawa ang buchi gamit ang glutinous rice flour. Nilalagyan ng matamis na palaman gaya ng red bean paste. Binabalutan ng sesame seeds at ipiniprito hanggang maging golden brown. Bilang Filipino chef, sinisikap ni Chef Ben na maisama din ang Filipino flavor sa kanyang mga produkto.
It's very important na may ilagay natin ang pagkain Pilipino. May represent natin yung pagkain at saka yung flavor ng Pilipino. It's not only we represent the flag, we also helping our our country as well. All of our raw materials came from the Philippines. Yeah, so actually, we start with the tradition. The first flavor na meron kami is yung classic, the red moon bean. And then we try to intend na, let's put a Filipino flavor naman. So that's why we introduced the ube. And then then after that, we create another one, which is we try to have like a sweet and savor. We add the ube and cheese. That's the third flavor that we have. Commonly yun yung three flavor namin. Then from time to time, we develop pag mga special occasion like Christmas and New Year. We create the buchi bongbong. So it's like a buchi na puto bongbong yung texture niya. We try to create on that one. Parang we create as a buchi style. And the other one is the buchi tikoy. So it's tikoy flavor with a peanut filling and crushed peanut. So it's pretty much on the same flavor, pero it's a form of buchi. Yun yung tinarget namin.
Sa bansang multicultural gaya ng Australia, nagiging tulay ang pagkain para sa pagkakaunawaan ng iba't ibang kultura. Nariyan din ang sari-saring selebrasyon. Ang Lunar New Year ay pagdiriwang ng bagong taon batay sa lunar calendar o kalendaryong nakabase sa galaw ng buwan. Iba ito sa Gregorian calendar na ginagamit sa karamihan sa mundo. Bahagi nito ang 12 animals sa Chinese zodiac at pinaniniwalaang may impluwensya ito sa personality o pagkatao at swerte. Sa panahon ng Lunar New Year, mas nagiging makabuluhan din ang tradisyonal na mga kakanin tulad ng buchi dahil sa pinaniniwalaang simbolismo nitong kasaganahan at pagkakaisa. Sa ilang Asian cultures naman, ang sesame seeds ay sinasabing sumisimbolo ng abundance at fertility.
It fits on the occasion. It's pretty much like extended our December to February. Kasi every Christmas and New Year, like you said, they celebrate the buchi, I mean the round shape. And they also celebrate it in every Lunar New Year. So it's also helping increase our demand. As we do our research when we creating the buchi, that's why they celebrate every New Year is they task symbolize yung round shape ng buchi and yung circle niya is pretty much like a unity, pagsasama-sama. And also the crispy layer color of the buchi itself, which is gold. It means prosperity. Every Lunar New Year, they celebrate this one. It's not only the food. It's also symbolized the unity, the prosperity, and yung wealth.
Sa ilang Chinese households, maingat ang pagluluto ng buchi dahil posible itong pumutok. At senyales daw ito ng leaking fortune, kaya't iniiwasan nila itong mangyari. Sa iba't ibang bahagi naman ng Asya, nananatiling bahagi ng selebrasyon ang sesame balls, hindi lang bilang panghimagas, kundi bilang paalala ng kultura at pinanggalingan. Pero para kay Chef Ben at sa kanilang pamilya, naging daan din ng biyaya sa kanilang buhay ang buchi.
Just the buchi itself, it means luck. So, well, talagang we are really blessed. And also, we are really passionate of what we're doing. So, binigyan namin ng sipag, naniwala kami sa swerte, pero yung sipag at yung tiyaga namin doon sa produkto. Just like I said, if I trust the process, we've been doing this for almost 4 years and almost going to 5 years na, and we still keep going. Trust the process, and eventually magbubunga siya. Huwag tayong mainip sa mga maliliit na bagay. We need to look to long term of what they can bring.
Pero Chef, ano ang message mo para sa mga kababayan natin or hindi lang mga kababayan natin, everyone who's celebrating itong new beginnings ng New Year, Lunar New Year?
I just want to wish them a prosperity and a happiness to moving forward to the years. Pero what I really learned from 2025 is to cherish the time. Kasi food is, it's more than what we have on the table. But again, we need to have like a connection when we celebrate. This is tradition. And also sharing memories. Napa-importante talaga na i-cherish na natin yung time. Kasi I was thinking of para siyang buchi. Traditionally, always celebrated every Lunar New Year. Pero for me kasi, I was thinking of it's pretty much like remembering the past. So that we can celebrate the present. and being grateful of what we have right now.
Isang pagbati ng manigong bagong taon para sa mga nakikiisa sa selebrasyon. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.